I've got Nick Costello on the line. On the line. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Okay. The Festival of Chinese Moving Arts. Tell me about this, please.
Okay. We have a Shaolin Buddhist temple. It's a Kung Fu temple in Slane. And we invited my masters over from Hong Kong and China.
Right.
We have a Qigong master who is over to do some healing. And we have a Chinese doctor who's also a Tai Chi master.
Right.
Just the healing through the Tai Chi.
Okay.
With herbs as well. So we're trying to tell people and share with people what exactly is out there.
Right. We don't have a great line this side either, Nick, but okay. We'll bear with it anyway. This is in conjunction with Target in Donaghmead, isn't that right?
Target, we're down in Target, which is in Donaghmead, St. Kevin's School, on Wednesday from 2 o'clock. We'll be down there teaching people about the Qigong, how to heal themselves. We'll be teaching them some Tai Chi and Qigong. They're all free classes. We're over here to share this thing. We're not going to be charging for them. So okay. Anybody who has any illness, come down and we'll tell them how to do it. We'll teach them how to do it themselves. That type of thing.
Okay, well, look, tell me, a lot of people here in Ireland probably wouldn't know. We've heard of acupuncture. We've all heard about Tai Chi.
Yes.
Qigong is what? I mean, what is that?
Okay, I'll give you a simple version of it.
Okay.
Our bodies produce energy.
Right.
This is called Qi. The earth produces energy. The universe produces energy.
Right.
Now, outside our bodies is Qigong. Rather than the chi. Similar, but outside our bodies. Outside of that again, there's a thing called Heigong and Fakong. This is the heavenly energy, the spirit energy. So what we teach people to do is how to bring the spirit energy into the Qigong and into their own body.
And is that through a series of meditations, Nick? Perhaps,
that is involved. That is involved, but it's also physical exercise as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Hence the Kung Fu and the Tai Chi. Everybody thinks that Kung Fu was actually a violent thing. It's not. Originally, it was meant for healing.
Right, yeah. Okay, so how long does the healing session take if people are interested in it? What do they have to do?
They'll come in. When they come in, we'll explain which way the energy works. And then we'll be explaining how about the different exercises. And we'll be going from there then and getting them to apply it themselves.
Right.
The whole idea is to get people to do it for themselves. People go to doctors, they go to other people, to heal them. And it's always outside themselves. But they forget about that because they can do it themselves. And it isn't rocket science, it's quite simple.
Yeah.
So we're trying to teach people to do it for themselves.
Well, you see, the thing, Nick, we have in the Western culture, we're so used to relying on your GP. You go down, you have a pain in your back or whatever, he'll check you over and then he'll prescribe some medication for you.
That's true.
So our belief system would not ally itself, so to speak, to Qigong and acupuncture and Tai Chi. Wouldn't that be about right? I mean, you would have a certain amount of people in the country who would have a certain, maybe an attitude towards, well, I'm fed up with Western medication because it's not doing me any good. I'm taking all these pills day and night and I'm getting all these flipping side effects from them. Now I want to try something else. Why would you recommend what you're talking about?
Well, first of all, it's very natural. Very, very natural. And it's also very spiritual.
Right.
And for true Qigong, for true Qigong, it should never be charged for, because we don't have a franchise from the heavens to say we can charge people for this. If you charge people for this, it's been given unkindly. It must be given kindly.
Right.
True Qigong is true kindness, not true financial gain.
Okay. Can I just say something to you there?
Yes.
There, Nick. I studied a little bit on the on Reiki a while ago. You know what I mean? I had a look at that, and it said that when I read up some of the books, the Reiki master who devised the symbols that go along with Reiki. I won't go into all that now because it's another whole story. But he maintained that initially the Reiki healing was given to people free in Japan, and 6 months later, they had all the same illnesses back again. And the view was, if you give it free, it will be rejected. So you have to ask something in return for it. If people feel they have to pay for it some way or another, they might respect it and take the thing on board, as opposed to giving it away free. Because people say, if it's free, they think if it's free, it mightn't work at all. It might be a load of codswallop. You know?
I know. That is an unfortunate thing. But you see, to learn kindness, you must learn to receive. Kindness is not all about giving. It's also about receiving. So if you can't receive, unfortunately, then that is a thing you need. People really need to work on.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I cannot talk for Reiki because that's their own system.
That's right. Yeah.
But we do not. Upstairs don't like. The guys upstairs don't like discharging business either.
Sure.
But that's up to them. I can't, I'm not criticizing them.
Yeah.
But remember something. You must learn to be kind to heal yourself. Kindness is even more important than wisdom. And the recognition of that is the beginning of wisdom. So to learn to be kind, you must learn to be kind with yourself first. And okay. That involves receiving as well as giving.
Yeah.
And that's where the true healing starts.
Okay. Can I just ask you, Nick, moving along a little bit. The Festival of Chinese Moving Arts, is it only going to be in Target or is it moving around?
No. We're in Target on Wednesday in the afternoon. We're in Bluebell on Wednesday evening. We're back down in our own place then on Thursday, which is in Slane, the temple in Slane.
Right.
On Friday, we're going to Limerick. And on Saturday, we're going to Cork. Then we're back up to Dublin to Drogheda and Meath. And we have an open day next Sunday in the temple from about 2 o'clock on to about 7. It's an open day.
Right.
Anybody wants to come along, they'll find information on the www.kungfu.ie.
Okay.
And anybody wants to come, again, it's free. Come down and learn. And I would try and leave that unkind heart behind. It's there for the receiving. It's there if you want it. We can teach you.
Okay. Can I just ask you then, is the festival, are you just starting it or has it already begun? I mean, I'm asking, have you been to other centres already?
Yes.
And if so, what has the reception been like for it?
Well, we're actually in the Gary Kelly Centre now in Drogheda at the moment, which is a cancer association.
Right.
We were in the wheelchair on Saturday, the Wheelchair Association in Drogheda on Saturday.
Okay.
We were in the Lansdowne Hotel yesterday. We done and down beside Lansdowne Ground, or the new Aviva Ground, if I use the proper term for. We're down there yesterday. There's a great reception down there yesterday. This Gary Kelly Centre here at the moment is packed at the moment.
Right. Okay.
So it's well received.
So people are taking the whole thing on board, then, aren't they?
They are. Yes. There's a new. There is a new opening there. There is a new awareness there at the moment.
Yeah, like maybe
which is
then
great.
Maybe people are being more receptive to other than conventional Western medication. Then I mean,
well, you know, if you look what money has done to the world already,
yes,
can that keep going on?
It doesn't look like it, Nick. No.
So should we not learn to share with one another?
We absolutely should, and I believe on a personal level that we need a new system for the people on this planet, because the last few systems that we've had, like isms, as in communism, socialism, and capitalism, have not worked for the human race.
No, it has not. And you know why? Because none of it operates on kindness.
Yeah.
None of it. Look at our health system. Absolute disgraceful. Where's the kindness of leaving old people in the corridor for the hours and days, some cases?
Yeah, all based on money, isn't it, really, you know?
Now you have it.
Yeah.
Now you have it. This is one of the reasons why we don't charge.
Yeah.
I mean, look, people have to wake up to helping one another.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to help. They have to waken up to that point. We have a new place opening in Dublin now shortly as well.
Where is that?
It's in the old chocolate factory, the Williams & Woods chocolate factory down in King's Inn Street. It's just around the corner from Parnell Street Cinema there.
Right, yeah.
That's open in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll be sharing stuff down there with people as well.
Okay, that sounds great, Nick. Oh, okay, so listen, on Wednesday coming, that's the 20th of June, you're going to be in Target from 2 p.m. onwards, is it?
That's it, yes.
Okay, and everybody's welcome to come
along. Everybody's welcome.
Okay, I might see you down there myself.
Great,
Nick.
Great.
Okay, thanks for taking the call.
God bless you. Okay,
you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.